Hello.
Howdy, mate.
Talk about what you've seen with Deshaun, his growth, and just a short amount of time. You've seen him as a starter and see where he is now.
A lot of improvement. You guys seen last week's game. So, you know, it speaks for itself what he does out there on that field.
What was it like for you guys when you know he can extend plays and you can help him by doing what you're doing on the back end? He can make things happen, and even when there's something not there.
That's an element that we haven't had here that a lot of people on this team hasn't seen, even in college before with quarterbacks. So that's something that it takes time to get used to, but we're working on it to help him out, you know, when he's out there scrambling to find the open spots. But that's something that, you know, in the NFL can help a team win.
Last couple of years, you guys have had a lot of quarterbacks come through, work really hard and leave it out all out on the field. But in terms of production, like what Deshaun's doing seems to be on another level than some of those guys. As a wide receiver and a member of the offense, how much more hope does that give you guys moving forward?
It gives us a lot of hope, knowing that Ford can go get back there and make plays with his feet or with his arm. He doesn't look just to run first every time. So as a receiver, they give us confidence to get open. You know, even if the play isn't for us or intended to go to us, we know he can see all over the field. You know, he's not locked in just on one thing. He's, you know, it's like he's played before in this league, the way he goes out there and make plays, not just with his feet, but his arm.
How have you seen him be a leader so far? Off
the field, just doing little things like walkthrough, you know, his attitude, how he's always happy, you know, even after the loss. You know, he was confident about coming out this week and getting the win versus Tennessee, just keeping everybody's hopes up. Little stuff like that, it goes a long way.
Obviously, you know how talented he is,
but when he's able to, like, run away, like, evade,
like, four would be sacks, are you sometimes, like, even impressed, like, at what he can do? Do you sit back and be like, wow?
I saw him do it in college, but this is the NFL, so, of course, I'm impressed. You know, I haven't seen a quarterback do that, you know, in a long time, you know, besides Michael Vick. So, you know, of course everybody in this locker room is impressed. You know, but the thing is that he keeps his head downfield and make plays with his arm as well.
For you, last week, 7 catches on 8 targets, and it seemed like in the first 2 games, a couple of balls that uncharacteristically got away from you. Did you feel like there was anything different about last week's game against the Patriots as opposed to week 1, week 2?
Nah, I'm not perfect. You know, that's why we practice early in the season. You know, if I was to go out there and say I was going to catch every ball that came my way, you know, I'd be lying. You know, but it's practice, timing, you know, and we're getting better. We're improving. You know, I really don't go by statistics. I go by wins or losses.
There's a possibility Will might be back. How important is that for you to have kind of another threat on the opposite side for you to potentially get open or just kind of help this offense continue to move forward?
It's good to have Will back. He can stretch the field. He can do some things that I can't do that some of these other receivers in the locker room can't do. So it's good to have that dynamic out there on the field. Opens up our playbook a little bit more.
What do you think about Deshaun has said he's having to learn to slide, learn not to take hits, but he really has a lack of interest in going down. When he scrambles, he's trying to make yards. What do you think about that?
Sometimes that's good, you know, but we need him for 16 games, so I'm sure OB's been talking to him about when to get down and when not to.
As a veteran wide receiver, you're dealing with a rookie quarterback. What part of your job do you have to
just be there whenever he throws me the ball, just so he can build that confidence with me. Because, you know, we only get a certain amount of plays at practice. So in the game, make every opportunity count when him and I are connecting. And just, you know, talking to him on the sideline, telling him things that he might not be able to see. But the coaches, they do a good job of helping him once he gets on the sideline. You know, but just kind of just telling him what I think this player is going to do before the game, just from experience of playing against a player and how we can attack him.
Do you take that as more responsibility on yourself to help him because he's a rookie?
Of course. You know, but like I said, you know, this guy, he's a pro's pro. You know, he studies, you know, and he does all the great things that every great quarterback needs to do to be in this league and be successful. So, you know, just not just from me, but from the coaches as well, they make sure, you know, he come out and he's ready to go.
Do you think that the fact that y'all are close off the field has helped your rapport on the field?
You know, that always helps. That always helps, of course.
Thank you.
You talked a little bit about timing when it comes to quarterbacks, wide receivers getting on the same page. Do you think that's something that maybe the average fan or media member underappreciates, just how hard it is to get down that timing and that choreography and that execution?
Yeah, you know, it's only a certain amount of plays you can go out there and practice, you know, and run live practice against. So, you know, sometimes, you know, it's not the easiest, but we're pros. We got to make it work.